New South Wales Premier Chris Minns is standing by police after the state's police monitor announced an investigation into alleged misconduct at a Sydney protest against the visiting Israeli president. Violent scenes erupted between officers and pro-Palestinian demonstrators at a rally opposing the visit of Isaac Herzog at Town Hall last week. Premier Minns, who previously defended New South Wales police, says he won't further comment on the issue as now it's being investigated.
At this point, I think it's important that everybody try to lower the temperature. We can't have a situation where there's fierce denunciations day after day after day and that we get whipped into a political situation where we get more chaotic scenes or more clashes in the streets. That would be terrible.
New laws to be introduced to the Western Australian Parliament this week aim to prevent race-fueled protests following the Bondi terror attack. The Public Order Legislation Amendment Bill aims to target behaviour that causes harassment, violence and intimidation in order to protect public safety. Under the bill, police in the state will have the power to refuse a permit to protest if it's likely to promote hate-based views on religion, race, disability, gender, sexuality, or ethnicity. Symbols of terrorist organisations and other organisations banned under Commonwealth legislation will also be banned, as well as most face coverings used to intimidate. Western Australia already has the toughest hate speech penalties in Australia. The state banned Nazi symbols almost 2 years ago. The Return Service League New South Wales has supported the state government's announcement on Anzac Day public holidays. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has announced that due to Anzac Day falling on Saturday in 2026 and Sunday in 2027, the state will join Western Australia and the ACT in granting an additional public holiday on the following Monday for those years. The RSL's acting president, Vince Williams, says the organisation didn't oppose the move after consulting with members.
And we were particularly attracted to the fact that a lot of our Anzac Day activities are underpinned by members of the Australian Defence Force, particularly throughout the state, cadets and reservists. And they've lost a weekend day. And, of course, they have the opportunity then to have that with their families and friends.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has criticised the Liberal Party after Angus Taylor won the Liberal Party leadership vote on Friday. Speaking at the New South Wales Labor Conference in Orange, Mr Albanese says Mr Taylor and his new deputy, Senator Jane Hume, had both damaged their party through ongoing opposition to Labor's tax cuts, cost of living relief measures and renewable energy plans. Mr Albanese also criticised the Liberal Party's treatment of Miss Lee, the first female leader of the Liberal Party in 80 years.
You had Angus Taylor on Wednesday night go out and do a press conference, say he'd resigned from the front bench, not say he was challenging, and not give a single policy reason for why Susan Lee should be removed as the first female leader of the Liberal Party after less than 1 year in that position.
Miss Lee has resigned from the Parliament following the leadership spill, which triggers a by-election of her seat of Farrer. The Federal Liberal Party is pitching a reform of immigration policy as an antidote to what it says has been division under the present government. New Liberal leader Angus Taylor has spent the first few days in the job putting emphasis on immigration. He says he would cut the number of immigrants and raise the quality of those who are allowed in. Frontbencher Ted O'Brien has told Nine Network the emphasis needs to be on identifying values that bring people together.
We have seen a very divided country under Anthony Albanese. We need to see unity, not division. And that means we need to place right up front the importance of Australian values. At the end of the day, it's the one thing that will always unite us is a common set of values. And Angus Taylor has been very clear over the weekend. That's where the Liberal Party wants to go.
Mr Taylor is being accused by some of emphasising immigration to try and ward off the threat from the One Nation Party. But Mr O'Brien claims polling numbers for his party will go up and One Nations will go down once Mr. Taylor starts releasing detailed policies. The New South Wales government is making more assistance available to drought-hit farmers in the state, as below-average rainfall continues to be a concern for many farmers across the country. A loan scheme offering up to $100,000 for immediate assistance is being created, as well as up to $500,000 for those undertaking sustainability-focused drought projects. There will be free financial counselling available, and the government is also providing funding for controlling feral pigs, deer and kangaroos in order to stop them competing with farmers' livestock for scarce food. Agriculture Minister Tara Moriarty is rejecting calls for transport and feed subsidies, though saying expert advice suggests they offer poor value for money. The search continues for a grandfather abducted by mistake in what police say is a botched underworld kidnapping. 85-year-old Chris Bagsarian is believed to be a widower who has lived alone for 4 years, and his family is not involved in any criminal activity. He was taken from his home in Sydney suburb of North Ryde early on Friday morning, 13th of February. Three men bundled him into a dark-coloured car which police think they have found burnt out nearby. Police are adamant the kidnappers have taken the wrong man and are urging the kidnappers to take him to a hospital or somewhere else safe. In the Northern Territory, residents are being urged to remain alert over potential flooding in the next few days after the Daly River fell below the major flood level on Friday evening. Flood warnings for Waterhouse River and Ear Creek have also dropped to moderate levels overnight, which residents in Alice Springs have begun cleaning up after flash flooding inundated and damaged several houses and businesses. However, the Bureau of Meteorology says further showers and storms are forecast over the next few days, which may cause renewed river level rises and prolonged flooding with the Daly River. The agency urges local residents to closely watch the updates as necessary. And now over to sport. In the Olympics, Australia's most successful Winter Olympics has gotten even better, with skier Matt Graham picking up a bronze medal in the new dual moguls event. Australia now has 5 medals in the Milan Cortina Games, 3 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze. It's the second career medal for Graham, who won silver in Pyeongchang in 2018. And now for a look at today in the weather. Perth is mostly sunny at 25. Broome is seeing light rain at 30. Darwin is mostly cloudy at 31. Alice Springs is sunny at 34. Cairns is cloudy at 30. Brisbane is mostly cloudy at 26. Sydney is mostly sunny at 20. Canberra is mostly sunny at 22. Melbourne is sunny at 29. Hobart is sunny at 24. And Adelaide is sunny at 34. And that's the latest in news, sport and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.